We're here on KSOM radio as we talk cross country. Harlan's Lindsay Sonderman is on a mission this year. She finished second at cross country state meet a year ago. Can she get to the top of the podium this year? She's off to a solid start so far this season in the first couple of meets. And the senior from Harlan joins us here on KSOM. And Lindsay, how are you feeling about the start of this cross country season so far?
I'm feeling really good. This season so far, I just got a new PR, so that's always exciting to see early in the season. So yeah, I'm hoping to do some big things this year.
Where was the PR? Was that Shenandoah last night or Glenwood?
It was in Glenwood.
Okay. Right. First meet of the year after there was so much hot heat. Take me through that particular meet and what was working for you there at Glenwood.
I think the competition there really helped, and just having all the good energy before the race. I really had my mind set on getting a good time there. I knew it was a fast course, so I just went out and did it.
What does it mean to you to get a PR in your first meet of the year? Does that mean that you feel like you can go lower? Does that mean that this sets you, it kind of gets you off to a strong start and see how low you can run throughout the year? I mean, how do you feel this kind of leads you into the rest of the season?
Yeah, I'm hoping to definitely keep getting that time lower, but to start off that fast is just fantastic because I know right off the bat I'm already better than I was last year.
Very good. And what was the feeling like coming into this year, especially after getting second on the deck a year ago at state?
I definitely had some big goals coming into this season. I still just want to have fun, but also I would like to compete well at state, and I'm hoping I can do both.
What do you think you need to do to work on to make that happen, to get to the top and get a gold medal at state?
I've been trying to incorporate more speed work into my training. I can run for a really long time, but sometimes when I need to really kick in to gear, it can be tough for me. So I'm trying to add some more speed work.
Okay. What types of work did you specifically try to address in the summer to get ready for this season?
Oh, lots of hills and long runs and little sprinting intervals. All of those have really helped me get where I am.
Is running up and down hills, is it hard for you? Is that one of the challenges of cross country?
Yes, for sure. It definitely separates cross country from track.
Yeah. Well, some people actually like running up hills. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand those people, but how do you attack that? I mean, how do you overcome your weakness?
You just have to keep working on it, and you got to know that you're not going to get any better if you don't practice it. So, yeah.
What do you like best about cross country?
Definitely my teammates. We're a really close-knit team, so just getting to be around them all season long and fight through the races together is really special.
So take me through some of the other parts of this Harlan team. How far do you think this team can go this year?
Our team, I think, might be the best that I've had around me in high school. We have a lot of great new freshmen coming in, and a lot of sophomores from last year and juniors just really finding their stride for cross country. So I think we're all figuring it out, and hopefully we can compete really well.
Is it hard to recruit kids and talk to kids about coming out for cross country?
It can be sometimes. It's really intimidating, telling kids what you're going to have to run 3 miles really hard. But I think if they have the right mindset and drive, they are just the perfect people for the sport.
How about for you? I mean, this being your senior year, do you feel like everybody looking up to you? Is that the leadership role? How much do you embrace that?
I'm trying to embrace it this year. I'm not much of a natural leader, I don't think, but just trying to pump everybody up and keep positive vibes going is something I'm working on. And I just want the team to feel like they can look up to me and tell me things if they need to.
Right. What are you looking at here in the schedule ahead, and what you and your team, some of the meets you're kind of looking at?
Next week we're heading down to Lamar's, and I haven't been to that meet before, so we're excited to see what we can do on that course. And then the rest of the courses we've all been to before, so just getting our times faster than last year is the goal.
You know the course at Fort Dodge. You know what you're going to face there. Are you always kind of judging other courses based on what you're going to do at state? Does that even come into your mind at all as the season wears on?
There's definitely parts of each course that resemble some point of the state course. So I really try to especially attack that part of the courses because it's good practice for the state course.
Yeah. So you're a senior at Harlan. What have you thought too much about what your plans are after you graduate, or is it too early for that?
Yes, I thought some about it. I've been looking at colleges, and I'd really love to run in college. So I just have to keep working hard, and hopefully I can get there.
Okay. And so what do you feel like is just the biggest key for you to achieve your goals this season?
I think staying mentally strong, not getting burnout during the season is really important. And I'm just going to try to soak up every moment since it's my last year running in high school.
Well, Lindsay, really appreciate your time. You're off to a solid start. You're ranked second in the state. You finished second a year ago. Your team, Harlan, is ranked fifth. So it looks like you're off to a good road here to head back to the state tournament. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck on the courses here in the next month or so. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lindsay Sonderman, senior cross-country runner for Harlan, with us here on KSOM.